You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Also in today's Senate confirmation hearings, Trump's pick for administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt. On the question of whether global climate change exists, Pruitt unequivocally disagreed with Trump.
I do not believe that climate change is a hoax.
But as to what to do about it.
Science tells us that the climate is changing, and then human activity in some manner impacts that change. The ability to measure with precision the degree and extent of that impact and what to do about it are subject to continuing debate and dialogue, and well, it should be.
As it happens, in one of the Obama administration's last acts, the U.S. just contributed $500 million to a United Nations fund that will help developing countries deal with climate change. That brings the total contributed by this country to $1 billion, which sounds like a lot. But as we know, a little context can make things either bigger or smaller. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
The UN's Green Climate Fund was created in 2009. It was key to forming global climate agreements. Timmons Roberts teaches environmental studies at Brown University.
The only way that really the developing countries were kept at the negotiating table was with the promise of significant funding to help them green their economies and then also to help them cope with the impacts of climate change.
In 2014, President Obama pledged to give $3 billion to the fund over 4 years. $1 billion's a third of the way, but it could be the last contribution the U.S. makes. The election did not go according to Obama's plan.
And we will also cancel billions of dollars in climate change payments to the United Nations, and we will use that money to help rebuild America's infrastructure.
That's Donald Trump stumping in Cedar Rapids, Iowa last year. Heather Coleman is with Oxfam. She says the money's a start, but there'll need to be a lot more.
Recent estimates show that the needs are at least $50 billion a year for adaptation only for the years 2025 to 2030 for developing countries.
Joe Thwaites is with the World Resources Institute. He says though the new guard may not want to keep paying, there's a security interest in keeping at-risk nations stable. Also,
other countries will continue to move forward, but the U.S. won't be able to have its say on the agenda as much if they're not at the table.
And in terms of business, it could be better to keep discussions friendly. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.